The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guests in the studio today, we have Terry Bourne, she's the Pumpkin Fest Coordinator, and Jennifer Bradley from Keepsakes in Caseville. We're going to be talking about Caseville's 11th annual Pumpkin Fest. It's coming up not this coming weekend, but the following weekend on October 5th and 6th, first weekend in October. It's a two-day event. They've got lots of things planned, and we're going to go over some of the new things, the favorite things, and how people can participate. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Hi, thanks for having us, Craig.
Thank you.
It's the 11th annual, so apparently it's worked out 10 times, and 11 is going to be this year's number. So anything new coming up this year?
Yes, we have a couple new things. We have a mom-to-mom sale, which is a benefit for Blaine Wren, who's a elementary student at Lakers. And
mom-to-mom sales is when people bring in stuff that's, you know, for taking care of kids and stuff, and other moms get it, and it's a mom-to-mom kind of sale. Am I getting that right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, because I'm a guy, and I generally don't go to
these
things.
It's like a garage sale between moms.
Focusing a lot on the items that kids grow out of fast and all these types of things that can be expensive new, but if you've got something that's in good condition someone else can use,
right,
all the better.
Clothes, baby things, yep.
Okay, and that's kind of your kickoff, isn't it? Kind of one of the first events of the
day? That's
one
of the first events. It's at the Wooded Island. And
is that inside, or is that sort of like a garage sale outside?
It's the indoor garage sale.
It's indoors. Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. And that starts at 9, runs till 4 on Saturday, the 5th of October. But once you get everybody into town for the sale, there are lots of other things that will be going on as the day progresses. Understand that businesses are going to be creating scarecrows this year, and they're going to be judged?
Yes, this is the second annual one, and any business can participate. And we encourage you to theme it towards your business. It went well last year, and you can either bring it already made, which might be a little easier for you, but the scarecrow fixings will be there in case you want to come at 10. From 10 to noon, you can come and build it there if you want, or bring it already made and display it. And the public is going to judge them. And so they'll be on display. They'll look it over, see who has their favorite one. So we're relying on the public to come and check them out and vote on their favorite one.
Are these supposed to be life size? I mean, you know, as a adult size? I mean, you could use children's clothes, you could use, or you can make a scarecrow. I'm sure you could make one that's 8 inches tall if you tried, but, you know, is there certain rules involved in this? Is there things
no
that people
certain
need to know,
rules, or? But they're basically life size, so if you come and get a form, a scarecrow form, it is like adult size and a child size. So a child size is $7 and the adult size is $10 when you come to make it there.
I see.
And so, yep.
And what you do with that is up to you, what your business and creativity comes up with.
Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a contest, so I assume there's some honors to be had. What happens afterwards when they're judged?
They get awesome plaques, wood plaques.
They're not made of straw?
They're not made of straw. Nope. You get the honor of having the plaque and displaying it in your business. So.
And then do you take the scarecrow with you to your business to put it in your window? Are they displayed during the whole Pumpkin Fest, and then you get it back? How does that work? Because I would think you'd want to.
It's there
to
for
have
the
there.
Day. It's there for the day, but we'd like you to then to take it and put it, well, take it to a lighted parade, because that's our next thing. We'll our new thing this year is the lighted parade, so you want to put your scarecrow in the lighted
right.
parade. But yes, you take your scarecrow home then, or to your business
after the event,
so it's not left there overnight, you know. So, yes. So you display it for the day. Mm-hmm.
And you keep singing, "If I Only Had a Brain." also, you're going to have a pumpkin decorating contest. Now, are we talking about painting them? Are we talking carving? Or is it a little bit of both? I see them go both ways nowadays. The painting, they last longer. They might actually last until Halloween. But if you carve them, they usually shrivel up pretty good in a week.
Right. That's held at Keepsakes. And you bring it there already decorated. And you have 10 from 10 in the morning till 1 to bring your already decorated pumpkin. It could be painted. It could be carved. We've had, you know, like 3-foot ones. We've had ones that were look like a John Deere tractor, like horses, like Cinderella carriages. They're just awesome. We display them inside on tables in the front windows. We've had them lined up all outside. We've had so many. It goes over really well, and it's fun. It's just awesome to see what they come up with.
So the parameters are pretty wide open on this. If you have amazing carving skills, you can do that. If you're good at blinging it out, you can do that as well and make a carriage or whatever out of it.
Yes, it's split into different age groups, and it's
but it basically has to be a pumpkin. It can't be a gourd or anything else.
It can be a gourd. It could be a gourd. It could be a pumpkin. I suppose they can have a squash if they wanted to.
Well, you know, you could have a zucchini squash, and it wouldn't be anything to decorate there. But it all depends on what you come up with, and you have to pre-register for this, or is it the day of you bring it in and do it?
You register it that day. The age groups are 6 and under, 7 to 10, 11 to 14, and there's adult and family. And you just come in, fill out your form. Of course, we're going to want to know how old you are and who you are. And just simply bring it in, register, and you're good for the day. They'll be judged by 4, because we're running around doing other events. Yeah, give us till 4 o'clock
to
get it judged.
Well, it gives everybody else a chance to view them, too. I mean, you know,
right.
they're be on display, I assume, because they're pretty awesome. And they'll be out there, and people can see them. And maybe the judges walk by, they see who's checking out which ones. Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, they can pick them up by 5, or they can leave them till the next day. But then they should be picked up and taken home, because in the warm, if they're carved, they're
mush in a long time in short order.
Yes.
Now, you're not going to put them all on a trailer for the parade?
Oh, no, there's an idea, but...
You can put a light inside the carved ones and shine it up next to the other ones and keep the straw away so it doesn't flame on. But... just might then you get another float in your parade.
There you go. Well, Keepsakes will have a float in the lighted parade, so there's an idea.
There you go. And is this again like the other contest? You get plaques or certificates, or how does that work?
They will get plaques. They'll get certificates from Keepsakes, and they'll get goodie bags.
Oh, terrific.
Of prizes. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you just happen to be muscular, you're also having a contest for the biggest pumpkin.
Yes, that's held at True Value. We've had them
because you need the high lows to move them around.
Well, we've had huge ones that come in on trailers, huge ones, and so. But don't think because you just have a regular small one that you can actually carry that you can't enter it, because some years it is the small ones, and so you never know. Are you going to have a huge one this year, or is the winner going to be? One. So kids, don't be afraid to bring your pumpkin in, have it measured, and be part of the contest.
Is it done on a formula, by poundage, by circumference, or is all of this kind of taken into consideration? Usually you have to have some kind of rules.
Measurement. You go around top to bottom and then around the side. So.
Mm-hmm. And again, it should be a pumpkin.
That has to be a pumpkin.
I don't think you'd get a gourd as big as you could a pumpkin. If you can, you're doing some weird scientific genetic things that we don't want to know about.
Yep, so if you have a huge pumpkin, bring it on over to the True Value and have it measured up.
And the winners will be announced again later in the afternoon, like many of the other competitions, as
at 4:30, the winners will be announced at 4:30 on that one, and they also plaques and usually prizes and from the True Value, so...
And you're also going to be cookie decorating. Is that supposed to have a Halloween theme, a pumpkin theme, or...?
Cookie decorating, you go to Linda's at the beach, and she has the cookies and the frosting and the goodies to put on there, and you go ahead and decorate up.
So you don't bring your own.
No, you don't bring your own. it's there, and the kids just come in and decorate some yummy cookies.
So it's more for the kids?
Yes.
So, you know, because we have, you know, ladies that can be pretty cutthroat in the decorating and pastry contests, but this is basically for the kids, the cookie decorating.
Yeah, the kids to come in and decorate right there.
Do you have to judge that quick before the kids eat them?
I don't think that's a judged one. I think that's just something fun they decorate. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That takes us up to noon on Saturday, half the day done, and you're going to start rolling pumpkins.
Pumpkin, we had the pumpkin roll. This will be the 11th year of the pumpkin roll. You bring your own pumpkin, and we go to the county park where the hill is, where the amphitheater is, and they roll it down the hill. Lots of kids to come to this one, and it's who goes the farthest. It may roll up the other side of the hill and come back, but who is for distance. We put 2 liters bottles of pops at the bottom, so if they knock over pop, they get the pop. Then there's plaques and prizes, and that's also split up in age groups.
And that's a thing where you need to look at your pumpkin to find one that's pretty round.
Pretty round, but I can't tell you if it's a small one or a big one's going to win. You just don't know. You just have to see which one talks to you when you're looking them over.
Oh, do you get your pumpkin there or you bring your own?
You bring your own.
Bring your own.
We will have some there if they don't have one and they're just...
You just want to make sure the kids have some fun.
We'll have a few extras, but basically bring your own winning pumpkin, yes.
Okay. Now, starting at noon, you're going to have more events, and it kind of picks up, I would think, as of noon, because, you know, people, the afternoon is a busier time, usually. So you're gonna have some music in the park, I understand, if people want to enjoy that and just...
Well, at the park is where the Scarecrow Building is, and so we have music both days, when we have Scarecrow both days in the park there at the gazebo.
And the Scarecrow Building is not a building. It is where you build scarecrows.
Right. You come in, you pay a fee, $7 for a small one, $10 for a large one. You have everything there. You have the stakes, the bag for the heads. You have the clothes, the straw, everything there, the fixings, the hair, everything to make a scarecrow. You can build it and leave it for the contest to be judged or take it on home. The small ones, popular for the ones who want to throw it in the trunk, take it home to the city where they're going. So, yep.
So it allows you, if you're only there for the day, that you can still take it with you if you want it.
Right. And the imagination, what they come up with is awesome.
Are you required to only use what you have there, or do you bring some of your own bling and other things?
Oh, you can bring your own bling, and we have families who come back year after year. They know what they're going to do. They may do a family of scarecrows to resemble their family. They bring their own little blingy, their own extra things to add to there. So yes, you can bring your own little extras to add to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, terrific. And again, that is going to be right at the park.
That's right at the park, mm-hmm, so. Where the gazebo is. That's also judged by age groups and the plaques and mm-hmm.
Terrific. And then the Kids Carnival gets underway. What is the Kids Carnival?
The Kids Carnival, awesome thing for kids. It's at the roller rink. It's kind of geared for kids 12 and under, but if the big kids want to come and play, we're not going to turn anybody down.
As long as they play nice.
There's like 20 games. We have this year, as we did last year, we have the Laker band students come and help out. They did an awesome job last year. Great with the kids. We have 20 games. You come in, buy your tokens, go play your game, and you win tickets to go. Spend them now at the prize table. The kids love the prize table. It is like four 8-foot-long tables full of prizes and then all kinds of stuffed animals, and the kids just love to stand there and just spend their tickets.
I need 3 more tokens. I need 3 more.
they love that part, just coming in and now spending their tickets.
Kind of like how Wheel of Fortune used to be at the very, very beginning, where they had to use the money to buy the prizes. And that long history ago, but that's what the kids will do.
Well, we have pumpkin bowling there. They love the pumpkin bowling. Real pumpkins. You got to roll the pumpkins and knock the pins down.
You put three little holes in it, so they actually, or do they just kind of do it
freehand? No, it's little ones you can hold in your hand, and you roll. And there's, you take also little ones that have pumpkin stacking. How many pumpkins can you stack? That's, this will be the second year for that one. That one's pretty cool. So a lot of fun games. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there, again, well, it's kind of age-oriented, but kids a little over 12 still can participate.
Sure, if they want. And there's two bikes given away, one for a girl and one for a boy at the end. The Caseville Fire Department donated one, and the Independent Bank donated one. And that's always fun. The kids are always looking forward to who's going to win the bike.
Then 7:30 in the evening, that's when you're going to have on Saturday night your lighted parade.
Yes, this year is our first lighted parade. We've had kiddie parades before for this, and it was the little kids dressing up in a parade. But this year we're going for the lighted parade. It could be kids lighted up with blinky things, ride your bike, have a golf cart, have a float, whatever you want to have in this lighted parade. It'll be right down Main Street. It ought to be fun and awesome when we're looking for entrants for that.
Do you need to kind of pre-register? Because you're going to have to kind of know who's coming and try and, you know, you always like to not put the marching band behind the horses, you know, in a normal parade. I assume you have certain criteria you have to follow.
It starts at 7:30, so we'll be there early, say 6:30, and just like we do with the kiddie parade, for Cheeseburger, you separate them between your walkers and your riders and your motorized. So when you get there, you fill out your entry form, and then you'll be placed in which category you go into, because you can't have the walkers with motorized, and so.
Well, only for about half a block.
So it's a couple blocks long down Main Street, and it'll be great fun.
7:30 is when it starts. Is it dark enough then this time of year? By Halloween it would be a little earlier in the month. The days are still a little longer. Have you found 7:30 works good for this?
It should be dark by then. Good and dark by 7:30.
Terrific. And then in the evening there's entertainment and such, and that's more for the adults who are still going to be up.
Yep, there's adult things at the Blue Water and Riverside Roadhouse and the Boathouse also. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't stop after the parade. You know, you tuck the kids in with Grandma, and you can still go out and enjoy the evening even more with this year's Pumpkin Fest.
Yes, you can. Yes.
But you don't party too long, because it starts again Sunday morning, and you don't want to miss it, right?
Yep, we're off again Sunday morning again. We have pony rides and the petting zoo, which are free to the kids. They love the animals, and they love the pony rides. So that is at the Boathouse. We have new owners this year, and they're gracious enough to let us do it there again. And
these are all animals that have been acclimated to children, and you know, parents can feel pretty confident that the pony is not going to go crazy and all that kind of stuff. These are pretty tame animals, because they're kind of used to being petted and probably like it a lot.
They're from the Maplewood Petting Zoo, and that's what they do, go around with their animals. And so, yes, they're used to kids, but they love them, from, you know, little goats and sheep and little fuzzy bunnies and
donkey.
A donkey, yep.
A little Eeyore.
Yes.
And then you're going to have a wagon ride, 10 till 4. Now, obviously, it's not going to last 4 hours. You're going to be going around a certain thing, or is it one long ride?
Nope, it goes from the park, and you just go around town and then come back. So it's just continual. People hop on, go around for a few minutes, and then get off again. So, but that's usually,
is it like a hay ride type of thing?
It's a wagon with some straw on there. Yes, it's like a hay ride. Your old fashioned hay ride. You go around town and have
horse
a great
or tractor?
Time. I believe it's going to be tractor this year. In the past years it's been a horse, which was very nice. But this year I think it's a tractor.
But the day after the DPW came over and said, "You got to clean this up."
No, that wasn't the issue, but.
Oh. Because, you know, road apples, they're not a fall treat.
But it's always fun, and it's always going and full of people. It's always nice. I've been on the ride. A nice little ride, look around town and relax. And
it's a good way just for families to spend some time together. Yes, and get all the grandma and grandpa and everybody on the wagon, and away you go, because there's no walking. There's no, it's just sitting and watching and enjoying the town.
Nice fall day, just to look around, look the town over. Nice ride.
And then, starting at noon on Sunday, again, you're going to be building scarecrows.
Yep, scarecrows again, just like on Saturday. Come, make your scarecrow judged again.
Is there judging each day?
There's judging each day. People like to, since it's basically scarecrow Sunday afternoon, bring a blanket, spend the afternoon making your scarecrow, and then you have, you know, the other games that follow. So it's a nice afternoon. In case we're doing that, you have the music there and everything. Very nice afternoon.
Just like you had the day before. You have the DJ playing the music, and yes, people have, you know, that going on while they're trying to figure out how to make this scarecrow unique and look good to the judges.
Right.
And then you're going to be having a pumpkin pie eating contest. Now, is this kind of like where they do the hot dog things? How much pie you can eat? Or is this some other way you do this?
Well, it's at the boathouse, which is new owners. Now, in the past, it's been the kids get a slice of pie and who can eat it the quickest. Because
okay,
it's little kids, so it's not how much, it's just how fast.
Okay.
And it's, the kids like it. It's a popular one.
Do the parents have to tell them, no whipped cream, you need to eat it faster?
Well, there's some encouraging going on there, but they have a good time. They like it. Yeah.
And the kids, I'm sure, just eat it up.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and I assume there's probably a prize for the fastest, or a little plaque or something, a certificate, just to let the kids know.
Yes,
you
are
a good kid, and you know, and you're not coming to my house when we have pie.
Yes, there'll be plaques for the winners. Mm-hmm.
And then at 3 in the afternoon, after they get done eating pie and they're full, hopefully they still have a little eye for candy.
Yes, we have that at the park where the scarecrow building is. We stop the scarecrow building for that time, get everybody out of the straw, and we throw candy and prizes in the straw. And kids come from everywhere. There's a lot of kids that show up for this candy hunt. And they get in there, and it's separated by age groups. And they get in there, and they dig in the straw for the candy. And lots of fun. That's the lemon tree who puts that on. And then they go up to age 12, and then the older kids, keepsakes, throws candy in there and lets the older ones go at it then also. So just digging in the straw, digging out the candy, and when that's all done, just resume the scarecrow building. So.
And who knows, you might build a scarecrow with a...
And find some candy.
M&M in it.
There's an extra bonus there, if the kids didn't find it all.
Well, I'm sure they will try, but straw can be a little elusive at times. And
yeah, there's a little straw in the air when they're digging in there trying to find that candy, but they have a good time.
And once you're done with candy rolling, then you have a bale rolling. Is that for bailing people out of jail, or is that for hay bales?
And that is straw bales. It's right there by the scarecrow building. We just grab a few of the bales, and it's also split up in age groups, and we had adults do it last year. Each year, these events get bigger and bigger, and it's for distance, you know, roll around from to the end and back, and a lot of fun.
We were talking a little bit before the show, though. This is not those huge bales you see out in the fields. They're a little smaller and more manageable for people to deal with, because those out in the field, I think you need three guys just to turn it over.
Well, it used to be the big ones, but the last couple years it's been the smaller rectangle bale. And I think Jennifer and I have been in it before, so we've got to be able to push it. But it's little kids, too, so.
Well, you know, if there's something to get the family involved in, the kids want to be right in the center of it, and I'm sure that they'll be in there giving the dad a hand there as they roll the bales. And does that kind of wrap up what you have planned for this year? I mean, after that, of course, you'll have some of your judging for that day. But is that kind of how you do this on a weekend outside the summer season when people may want to hit the road and get home so their kids can go to school in the morning, that type of thing?
Sure. It's a nice fall family thing to do. Bring your family. Doesn't cost a whole lot. Bring your grandkids. Spend the weekend. Spend the day if you have just the day. Lots of things going on. Nice family thing to do. Come over to Caseville. We're still there. And
is that sometimes a problem? People only think of Caseville when it's sunny, warm, and there's a beach, and not in the fall when there's color and there's other activities to do.
Yeah, when the kids go back to school, it gets kind of quiet in Caseville, but we're still there. We still have events going on, so.
And I'm sure there's some people in town who are happy for a little quiet after a good, busy summer. And, you know, that's part of life in a small town, too, is to have those periods. But
right.
This gives it a weekend where it seems like it would draw a lot more from local areas than, you know, across the state like Cheeseburger does. And makes it more of a community family type of event.
Yep. Mostly local, but we do have folks from the city who set the time aside to come for Pumpkin Fest because it's a nice family thing to do with their kids. And they like to do it in the fall. Great
You've
thing.
Got a cottage in the area, you use that cottage because you're paying for it and people want to get as much use out of it as they can, and it's a perfect time to come up because there's lots of events going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we went over a whole lot here today. Is this all available online if people were driving or didn't have a pencil handy and can't remember all of this? Is there a place they can go to get all this information? Is it around town posted at stores and stuff as well?
You can go on CaseyvilleChamber.com. It's there. It's going to be in the View and the Tribune on the radio, and most all the stores in town have
a flyer up on about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yes.
So if you give you an excuse to get into town before the festival, just to find out what's going to be going on during the festival.
Right. It's going to go home with a lot of the school kids in the schools, but it's going to be in the stores. Stop on in so you can plan on what you're going to do. Plan that lighted float for the parade. Get your ideas for the decorated
pumpkin.
You
don't wake up Saturday morning and figure, oh, what are we going to do this year? You got to have a little bit going on before that.
Have your idea for that scarecrow, the business scarecrow one. So maybe you want to do that ahead of time. But the stuff will be there if the business just wants to come and build it right there. But, yep, we encourage the businesses to come and participate. Get your advertising out there. It's a fun thing to do. And, you know, gear it towards your business. The lighted parade, awesome thing. Excited about that, and it's going to be a great time.
And it sounds like you have designed so much of this for the family. You know, sometimes events become more adult and the kids get left behind or whatever, but this sounds like they're in it top to bottom.
This was designed for kids and family, yes. What can we do? It's not the, you know, whole adulty thing. This is kids and family. Yes.
I wish you good luck. I hope there will be a 12th next year. I know you're probably thinking, I'm not thinking 12th yet. I got the 11th done. But it's not this weekend. It is the following weekend.
The following, the
October
5th
and 6th. October 5th and 6th. First full weekend in October. And Caseyville will be the place to be, both Saturday and Sunday. Events all day long.
Yes, come on out and join us. It's great fun.
Well, thanks for being with us. I hope you get a good turnout. Is it too late if people want to volunteer? I know you're always looking for people to do things during these kind of festivals. It's
never too late to volunteer, and we could use scarecrow clothes. You could drop them off at Keepsakes. They do need to be clean clothes, but kids' clothes, small adult clothes, we can always use extra clothes for the scarecrow building. So that
jeans
can be...
Plaid shirts,
hats. Need your imagination. But it's a little bit trickier when, you know, you have shorts and short sleeve shirts. So, you know, preferably pants and the long sleeve shirts.
You use shorts and it's a lady, they with a straw, they look pretty hairy. Doesn't turn out quite as right. All right, thanks for being with us. Again, I hope you get a good turnout. And again, it is coming up October 5th and 6th in Caseyville, the 11th annual Pumpkin Fest. Thanks for being with us, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Our guests on the program today have been Terry Bourne, Pumpkin Fest coordinator, and Jennifer Bradley from Keepsakes in Caseyville. Again, a reminder, 11th Annual Pumpkin Fest, Caseville, the place to be October 5th and 6th. The new thing this year, the big new thing, is the lighted parade. Get something together, be in the parade, and show your stuff off. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.